Hey guys, my name is Shayla. Welcome to the Hey Shayla podcast. I went from full-time travel to full-time new COVID mom, and holy wow, is motherhood and adulting a learning curve. There are so many decisions we need to make and a million ways to do it right. I created this podcast to interview some of my gurus to share their knowledge and empower you on your journey. Let me be your guinea pig and ask the questions which you think everyone else knows. Here, we're a little hippie. We try to do things as naturally as possible, and we don't take ourselves too seriously. But above all, we support one another and work to find what works. If you're into it, you're our people. Let's get started. Hey guys, my name is Shayla. Welcome to the podcast. It is finally here, and I'm so excited. I feel like everybody's always like, I'm so excited for this thing. I'm stoked. I am happy. I'm thrilled. My cup is all the way full that I'm starting this podcast. As an extrovert, first of all, COVID, second of all, motherhood, third of all, YouTube videos. I'm just like talking to myself the whole time, sometimes in an empty house to a camera, maybe communicating in some comments like on Instagram or on YouTube. It's a very one-way conversation. So I got asked to be on a couple podcasts and I was like, Seth is my partner. That was so amazing. I just loved it. I was just talking and I was just like buzzing afterwards, just absolutely loving it. So I was like, maybe I should start a podcast because I know really cool people and I always get this really good advice in my DMs. And so I was like, this would be a great way to get all that information out of my DMs and into the hands of everyone else. So this intro video, if you're watching on YouTube or podcast, if you're listening, why I'm starting the podcast, what I've been doing for the past 5 years, 6 years, whatever, to get to this place where I wanted to start a podcast. And then what I see for the future of this podcast. I'm really excited. And most of it has to do with you, not me. Of course, for me, why I'm starting this podcast is because then I get to have conversations with people all the freaking time. And I get to like schedule calls with people and talk about really interesting things and learn a ton of stuff. And then not only for me, I get to share it with all of you. So I was like, check, 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 win, win, win. Yes, this is amazing. Like when I was pregnant in my third trimester, this was before COVID. I was like, I need people in my life. I need to communicate with people. I'm just at home. I'm working from home. I'm making content. I'm doing this. I got a job at the mall in my third trimester. And after an 8-hour shift, I would call Seth. He's like, how are you doing? I'm like, great. It was great. I got to learn so much. I got to talk to so many people. I helped this one girl do this, the mall. I loved it. And then COVID happened and I was like, the mall's probably not the best place to work my third trimester during COVID. So I had to quit. That's hopefully what I anticipate this being is just like having conversations with people and getting to connect and learn, which kind of leads to what I've been doing for the past 5 years. So in 2015, I started traveling full time. I'll do a little ditty. So when I talk about this, sometimes I feel like the high school football star who will forever live in that moment and just be like, oh, well, I used to be the QB in high school. And it's like, bro, you're 40 or 30. Let it go. Well, I'm going to be that person. I'll be like, oh, in my 20s, I used to travel full time. Like, let me tell you all about it. And my sister gets so annoyed because she'll be like, have you ever seen dolphins in real life? And I'm like, yeah, one time when I was in New Zealand, Seth and I were kayaking and there was like a pod of them that came up and she's like, one time in New Zealand, and I was like, okay, I don't know. These are just my stories. I started traveling full time. So I was working at a restaurant in my hometown. I went to college, came back to my hometown, got the same job I had in high school working as a waitress. And I loved it because it was super flexible. I could work as like overtime as much as I wanted, make a bunch of money, and then be like, peace out, going to Peru for 2 months or 2 weeks, or going to, I don't know where else, Thailand for 2 weeks. And then I got an opportunity to go to Arizona for a bridal shower, then down to Costa Rica to work in a yoga surf camp, teaching yoga. I lived in Costa Rica for a month, and then I came back up for the wedding. And then I was going to go work on a hostel in the Appalachian Trail. I had no idea what the Appalachian Trail was, but I wanted to open a hostel, and somebody knew, a friend of a friend owned a hostel there. And I was like, all right, well, I'll go work there. So I lived in a tent on the property and made beds and food. And I think I made like $100 a week. And I thought I was living the dream. Well, I told my work that I was like, so I'll probably be gone for about 3 months. And they were like, what? You can't just leave for 3 months and then come get your job. Like, we can't hold your space for 3 months. But if the position is open, you can reapply. And I was like, why would I come back to Minnesota and reapply for my job when I could move to Puerto Rico and apply for a job there? So that's what I did. I moved down to Puerto Rico for 8 months, worked in a hotel as a server, and I weaseled my way into teaching yoga there as well. Left with my Puerto Rican boyfriend. We moved to Nicaragua I think we were living there for 2 or 3 months. Again, I taught yoga. I ran pub crawls. So I would like go down on the beach and be like, hey guys, what are you doing tonight? It's a Tuesday night. And they were like, we don't know. And I was like, wow, there's a pub crawl. So instead of everybody being everywhere and being all over the place, we moved together. And then I would get like half of what the ticket cost or something. My rent, I'm pretty sure, was $250. Came back to Minnesota, broke up. My nephew was born. I stayed and lived with my sister for 3 months doing newborn life. And literally, I'm documenting all of this on YouTube the whole time. So when the Puerto Rican man and I broke up, I got on Bumble, started chatting on Bumble, going on little dates. Nothing serious. I just had friends that were having babies and it was just hard to meet people. So I was like, or just meet friends. So these guys were like, hey, let's go to this cool new restaurant. I'm like, okay, we're here, let's go. And I was like, cool, yeah. So I would like go on these dates. And I'd be like, okay, that was fun. Not really into you, don't really need to see you again, but I really appreciate spending time with me. You guys, I thrive on meeting people and doing new things. So Seth and I were chatting on Bumble, back and forth. And then I was like, okay, I'm leaving again. So I got off Bumble. And then this super cute guy started following me on Instagram. And I was like, who is this handsome man? He's from Minnesota? What? So I started chatting with him on Instagram, like ha 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 on his photos and liking his stuff. And we started chatting and I was like, oh, cool. Where do you live? Oh, what are your siblings? And he's like, we had all these conversations on Bumble. And I was like, oh, what? Okay. So it was Seth and the photos were different. We still kind of kept in touch. I went down. Ooh, that's not true. First, I was leaving for back to Nicaragua and lead a yoga retreat there. A friend of mine and I went to Cuba. Then I came back home after a month of being gone. And I was like, hey, Seth, I'm only going to be home for 3 weeks. And then I'm leaving for Greece. So it's fine if you don't want to meet up. And he was like, get over yourself. We can meet for a drink or like whatever. We ended up going on a walk and got coffee. And then we went to a burger place because we just couldn't stop the date. It was just too good. We walked around the whole lake with our coffee and then we just needed to hang out some more. So we hung out some more and then we hung out like every day for those 3 weeks. Seth was a stickler. I was like ready to smooch him and he was holding out. Finally on date like 17, not really, maybe date 4 or 5. I'm like resting my head on his shoulder because we're watching a show and I'm just like nuzzling up to him like, come on, guy, give me a smooch. Finally, he gave me a smooch. And then I left. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to Greece. So see you later. And I was in total denial about this whole thing. So I'm like in Greece. I'm like, yeah, we're not boyfriend and girlfriend. We just chat every single day, nonstop, all the time. And I'm not interested in anyone else, but we are not dating. Extended my trip in Greece. And then I was like, on my way home from Greece from working with refugees, I'm going to stop off in Santorini and then Ireland and then come home. And he's like, I'm Irish. This man got a passport. He got a ticket and he met me in Ireland. We both flew in, met up, and then we stayed in a camper van together for a week. Driving all around Ireland when we first got there. He's driving on the opposite side of the car, on the opposite side of the road. And I'm just like, wow, can you believe that we're here? This is so exciting. Turning on music. And he's like, Shay, can you please? I'm like trying to, I can't, I'm really struggling driving here. I just need to focus. I was like, yeah, sure. come back home. He's in Minnesota. I have a van on the West Coast. So I'm out on the West Coast, driving up and down, hanging out with friends, doing all the things. He is flying out to me occasionally on the weekends. Like, he'll fly me in Seattle, drive me down to San Francisco, and then fly back. He decides that he can manage doing online school instead of going in. And we do 2 months in New Zealand in a camper van. And it was incredible. It was incredible. New Zealand's the best place I've ever been. The van was a little bit much for two people in a little shoebox for that long. So that was tough. And we moved to Washington. He did some training there. And then we came back to Minnesota and we kind of like stayed here. I got off birth control when we went to New Zealand and was tracking things naturally and learning about my body. And my mom goes, "That's a good way to get pregnant." And I was like, "It's fine. Seth knows that I'm tracking things and that it's fine." Well, if this is the first time you've ever listened to me, nice to meet you. Sometimes my cycles are 23 days, sometimes they're 40. I was thinking my ovulation was more on day 18. Turns out it was 12. Now we have a 16-month-old. She's fantastic. So fun, so happy, so smart. Well, as I was traveling, I was doing YouTube and I was sharing all these experiences and sharing how to be a solo traveler and sharing how to just like, I just wanted to encourage people so badly to just go do it. Like, look at me. I'm not doing it perfectly, but I'm doing it and you can do it too. And that's what my whole channel was about. So then I was like, okay, well, I'm not traveling now. COVID's happening. I'm for sure not traveling. I have a baby. I'm for sure not traveling. So I switched up my name to Hey Shayla. That could just be all encompassing for whatever I want to talk about. And at the moment, we're talking about mom stuff, all mom stuff. So I'm learning about cloth diapering. I'm learning about elimination communication, which is potty training your infant. I'm learning about the Montessori stuff and how to do floor beds and have like natural toys and how to teach them things. And I just am soaking it up because when I stopped traveling, so I was like super depressed. I was like, I don't even know what to do with myself. Like, who am I if I'm not a traveler? And Seth was like, well, why don't you just go somewhere? I was like, I don't think I need to go somewhere. So I dug deep and realized that what I needed was learning, novelty, and just like connection. I was learning all about these mom things. I was sharing what I was learning and I was connecting with other people who were also trying to learn it or also doing it and asking them questions about how it's going for them. And so that's kind of where we're at now. I just hit 100,000 on YouTube. Wow, super exciting. And now I'm starting this podcast because I want to connect with more people and to just share. And the people that have already said yes to be on this podcast is mind melting. And I'm like, this is incredible. This means that I'm just going to get such good information out to people who are looking for information. We've got breastfeeding tips. We've got extended breastfeeding. We've got exclusive pumping. We have baby sign language. We have hormones through your pregnancy and afterwards and hormones when you wean, because I fell into like a deep depression when I weaned for a good few days. Apparently that's normal. Traveling, families that travel internationally with their 5-month-old and how to manage it. Like, there's such doulas. I am like so amped for this. So where I see this going is just being a place where people can come and not feel judged about anything. I don't want you to come here and be like, oh, I didn't start baby sign language. Who cares? You can either start now or maybe it's not for you. I want to just like give you as much information that I can for you to go, I don't have time for that. Or that sounds super awesome. I want to try. Or I've got more questions about this. Usually I like to just give you the intro of like, hey, did you know this was a thing? Now go do more research about it if you want. And so now I can have these professionals and these experts come on and give you that information or give you a place to go to get more information about it. Can you tell that I'm excited? I think that that's really my huge mega super duper goal is just to be a place where you can learn new things. Some things that are going to make you go, that's kind of weird. Do I like that for me or do I not like that for me? And I will always encourage you to ask that question. Just because I'm doing it or just because I'm asking someone about it does not mean that it's right for you. And that's been what I've learned from traveling and now from motherhood is that there are 1,000 bajillion, gazillion, like so many ways to do something. And through traveling, I've seen that everybody is just looking for happiness. They're looking for connection. I just found more similarities through like the core of people than I have differences. And I think the same is true with parenting. A lot of the times the means how we do things is totally different, but it's always, we're doing it out of love. So maybe you're like, I will not sleep train my kid. That is mean. That is aggressive. I can't do it. Well, cool. Great. Maybe you're like, I have to go back to work. I need my sleep so that I can be the best mom that I can be. Fantastic. And it's all just like handing you different ideas for you to go, interesting. Do I like that? No. Do I like that? Yes. I think that's a good thing to practice in life. Society tells me to have kids. Do I want kids? I don't know. Society tells me to buy a house and not rent. Just constantly questioning things and then deciding yes. And then just being super confident in your decision. And that's also what I hope this gives you, is the confidence to go, nope, this is my why and I love it. I hope that you are just geeked about this. That's what's coming. I am the most excited. You can always connect with me on Instagram. Hey, Shayla. These podcasts are also on my blog, heyshayla.com. So if there's anything that I talked about there, like, wait, what did she say? You can look it up, or there'll be links and stuff in there. If you are into this, please subscribe so you can get notified when these come out. I'm brand new to this, but I've heard that if you leave a review, that's really good. So I would mega appreciate it if you would do that. Also, if you're thinking, oh my gosh, my BFF would love this, please send it to her. Please share it with anybody that you think would enjoy it. Learning about motherhood stuff, doing it kind of naturally. That's what we do here. Thank you guys so much for listening to the intro. And I am so excited to start this journey with you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bye. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, please share with somebody you think would love. And I would be so honored if you would subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment and rating below so I can know what you guys are digging, what you want more of. Just connect with you a little better. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.